CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. More than 1,300 employees at the National Institutes of Health have lost their jobs since January. It's part of the Trump administration's downsizing through the Department of Government Efficiency, or the DOGE. Sharon Alfonsi reported about the cuts on CBS's 60 Minutes.
The confusion in Bethesda has also paralyzed many of the 2,500 universities and institutes that rely on the NIH to help fund their research. So far, nearly 800 grants have been terminated, some on HIV and AIDS, trans health, and COVID-19, after researchers were told their work was no longer an agency priority.
Laura Broom is concerned about cuts to Alzheimer's research.
This is not a partisan issue. Disease doesn't know your party affiliation or your socioeconomic status, and everyone in America know someone who has been affected by Alzheimer's.
Broom's mother suffers from Alzheimer's. Today was the last day of campaigning before tomorrow's election in Canada. Angela Traynor, a Canadian living in the U.S., says President Trump's policies are a top issue.
It is the most important election for everyone that's alive right now, because everything that we always counted on, that allyship, that with the Americans, has suddenly changed.
Canada has been rattled after a vehicle rammed into a crowd during a street festival in Vancouver. At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured. A vigil was held tonight for the victims.
We all hold each other up. And if we have anything in this world or in this life, in the brief time that we have here, it's community.
The suspect has been charged with 8 counts of murder, with more charges likely. Authorities say the man suffered from mental illness. Ken Sim is the mayor of Vancouver.
We can't create a police state here. Right. And so it doesn't get to the root cause. And the conversation keeps coming back to mental health. We need to take care of people that are sick, get them the care they need.
Over 50 million people are facing the possibility of dicey weather tomorrow. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak has details.
We're talking about severe weather for areas like Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. From Minneapolis down to Des Moines, that's where we can see large track tornadoes, damaging wind in excess of 65 miles per hour, and hail, a threat from Kansas City all the way up to the Canadian border.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Joe Cocker is one of the first-time nominees to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chubby Checker and Bad Company also among the nominees. This is CBS News.
I will try not to sing.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Gift of Life Donor Dash, where hundreds of families in Philadelphia run and walk to celebrate the city's Gift of Life program. KYW Radio Shara Day Howard was at the event talking to organ donors and recipients.
Stephen Soltis and his wife Dell attend the Donor Dash every year, since Stephen received not one but two organ donations, a liver and a pancreas.
I know I can never repay the gift I've been given, but I'm trying to at least honor.
Whether it's a 10K run or a 5K walk, the Donor Dash is a way, he says, to thank the donors and celebrate the Gift of Life community. Jen and Jim Gaddy say the same in honor of their teenage son, Cole, who died in 2023 but lives on through his gift.
It's a hard decision to make, but it's the right decision to make.
More than 100,000 people nationwide are in need of an organ transplant. A big weekend for the Warner Brothers horror film Sinners. It earned $45 million in ticket sales. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, mid-40s, mostly sunny and breezy on Monday. Highs near 67, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. Winds gust to 35 Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms to start your Tuesday, then partly sunny, 57. Currently, 53 degrees.
Let me know, although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the time. would need you so.
The Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you.
see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say, traces of love.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Storm. And I've always always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye, not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
With the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Happiness found you can. can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured Saturday night in Vancouver after a car rammed a Filipino Heritage Day festival. Police say they have a suspect in custody. Here's CBS's Anna Schechter.
Police on Sunday night did release the suspect's name, Kaiji Adam Lowe, age 30, and they charged him with 8 counts of second-degree murder. He did appear in court in Vancouver already on Sunday. Police say they expect